Well, as you all know, we're coming off an open week and, you know, now faced with a very difficult task of playing a fantastic Florida team. And we've got some good practices last week, and it's good to get back and on a game week schedule. And I think our guys will have a great week of practice and get ready to play.
On paper, is this one of the best teams in the SEC that you've seen from the time you're playing them?
Well, paper, on the field, on the film, you know, anywhere you look at them.
2 years ago when you played the national championship, they really had your first drive.
Right, they're pretty impressive. You know, they're very good offensively, very good defensively. Their special teams are outstanding. They've got people sitting on the bench who can come in if somebody gets hurt. I just think they've done an outstanding job of building a very good team. Tough to find a weakness.
I guess that makes them pretty tough to prepare for.
Well, you have to prepare everything. You have to be on your game in every phase of your football team. And, defensively, we've got to, not only be in the right place, and they give you so many different looks and different sets, but when you get there, you got to make a good tackle because they have very talented players. You got to beat blocks and make tackles. So on defense, they're very fast. Sometimes it looks like it might be an opening in there, and then it closes up pretty quickly. But and then the special teams game, we all saw what happened in Kentucky game. They blocked two kicks. They got great returners, and their kicker's very good. So, like I say, you better be prepared in all three phases of your team, or you're going to have a hard time keeping up with them.
And at the same time, special teams wasn't exactly a strong point for y'all your last time.
Not last time, but it's been pretty good for us, and we think we've got some good work on it, and we'll be ready to go special teams wise. But it'll be a challenge.
Is there a way to simulate what Florida will try to do offensively in practice this week?
Well, yeah. You can get the schemes and show them. I don't know if we can, with our scout team, simulate the speed that it's going to happen. And we try to work against our first team offense and second team offense and vice versa, to get the best look we can. But, they have so much speed at every position. It'll take us some getting used to in the game, probably. Especially since we haven't played in a couple of weeks.
Should the time off enable you to get healthier, a couple kids?
Yeah, we're hoping to get George Smith back. We have other injuries that you normally have, bumps, bruises, strains, sprains, that hasn't kept people out, but it's kept them from being 100%. And, we've got a chance to get a couple of those guys back to 100% and ready to go. An off week, does that, I think, good for you just to rest up a little bit, not just an injury, but just fatigue of, going through a tough schedule. So we were glad to have it. And hopefully, I think we did. We took advantage of it and see if we can get ready to play.
Bob, you talked about how the schedule broke down so perfectly with the four games in open. What took place during that first four-game segment for you all that didn't necessarily take place during the second?
I don't know. We played really 8 close games, and some of them fell our way, some of them didn't. They were all close. You got to make plays here and there to change outcomes of the games. 5 games we made plays, 3 games we didn't make the plays. So I don't think it's any big secret or some easy to point out thing to say that this is different from those. It's just football. That's how football is played.
Tebow's stats may not be as crazy as they were last year when he won the Heisman, but I imagine if he senses that he's a more complete quarterback and the fact that he's got more guys around him makes it easier for him to kind of manage a game, not have to do it all by himself.
Well, he does have a lot of people around him to make plays, and I think that's help their offense a lot and keeps them from having to do as much. But the threat of it is just as effective as the actual doing it. You know, so we all know what he's capable of doing. So you sit there watching the film and you go, you know, what if he'd have kept that time? Or, you know, what if he'd have bootlegged that time? And, you know, so it's the threat is there. Even though he hasn't done it as much, he's still doing it. And I think that, you know, still affects your preparation a lot.
Coach, I'm sure you heard about
Fulmer
at UT. What are your thoughts on it?
Is that official?
They have a news conference at 5.
Well, I'm not going to comment on anything until it's official, but, you know, except to say that if it is true, you know, I want to congratulate Coach Fulmer on a fantastic career. And I think it'd be hard-pressed to find a guy who's done more for his alma mater than that.
You talked about Florida speed. Is that the biggest difference for them, and particularly special teams? Like you said, they have three block kicks against Kentucky. Is that where it shows up most?
Well, it shows up every play. You know, but there's some other teams in this league that have fast people. I mean, you know, they're not the only ones with fast people, but they do a good job of getting the ball to those guys and put them in situations where they can be successful with it. And, you know, it just puts pressure on you, you know, a lot, you know, to try to be in the right place, doing the right thing, and then making a very good play to bring one of them down and block one of them. And, you know, that's why they're disruptive. They're disruptive on defense, and they get big plays on offense.
I think the bye week came at a good time for McKenzie, kind of after a couple starts, to assess what he did well and what he can improve, and just kind of have that week to lower film and just kind of gauge where he's at.
Sure. You know, everybody gets better when you, you know, examine yourself. And we examined ourselves as a team critically and tried to see what we could do to get better, not just McKenzie. You know, we can, you know, improve at every position. So, you know, again, the quarterback position, everybody sees it, you know, but nobody, you know, pays attention to the right guard if he messes up. You know, it's not just a quarterback.
Kirk, how much could Darion speed help you if he's able to come back and play 100%?
I think he's, you know, hopefully he can play 100%, and, you know, just the experience factor alone is big, you know, especially with the team that can put some speed out there at the wide receiver position. And Dalron's very good at technique, and you know, sometimes he anticipates things better than others. So, you know, it'll be good to have him back. I doubt if he'll be 100% right off the bat. You know, it's going to take some, you know, time to get the rust off a little bit. But yeah, it's good to have him out.
Coach, 1 week after, I guess, you guys beat Ole Miss, Ole Miss went to Florida and won in Gainesville. I'm sure you looked at their game tape in Gainesville. What were they able to do that other folks haven't against the Gators?
Well, you know, they just were steady. You know, they just didn't kill themselves with a bunch of turnovers and errors. And, you know, they just hung in there and had a chance to be close in the fourth quarter. And they made some big plays. They threw a long pass when they were down. And then when it was tied up, they made a big, huge fourth down play. And you took advantage of the opportunity that they had. And that was good playing on their part.
Coach, once you had a chance to go back and look at Duke film, you guys got to go 4 sacks, and that's the most you've given up on Duke. Was there anything that you found, any common thread in those, or was it just for fun?
Not really. You know, sometimes people were covered. Sometimes we didn't do a good job blocking. And sometimes, you know, we didn't throw it to the right person on time. So, you know, it's different things.
You look at Spikes in the middle for Florida. Just talk about what impressed you most about his game and what he does for that defense.
Well, it impresses me that he's big and fast and mean. You know, which is just what you want in a linebacker. And I say mean and, you know, playing football-wise. You know, he's physical and likes to tackle and, you know, he's there. So, you know, he's a presence that you know is always, you know, has an opportunity to make a play.
Ryan's missed his last four field goals. Have you talked to him? Has he saying anything, or is there?
Yeah, I told him to make the rest of it. What do you think I'm going to say? You know, keep it up. Make them, hit them through, knock them through. You know, you've done it before, you can do it again. You know, we'll check every little spot and step, and you know, he's done it. He's looked at the videos, and he's missed them by about that much. So I still got a lot of confidence.
I think it's especially against Florida to have so many good spread out and so many weapons. I guess it's important you can get pressure on the quarterback with just the defensive linemen, you know, to keep the rest of the guys back in coverage.
Well, I'm not going to tell them what we're going to plan on doing, but we're going to rush all 11 up.
To play the number 4 team, especially Florida, the way they've been rolling the last 3-4 games, putting up a lot of points on the board. Good to have this game at home, at night, sellout crowd. Any advantages you can get around the
team? Oh, yeah, we'll take it. If they want to play with 10, you know, we'll allow them to do it. And we'll take any advantage we can get. We try to sneak 13 in there to have an odd number so the officials won't see it. But, no, you're right. I mean, I think everybody talks about, you know, getting on the road and being a unit and getting in there tight. And, you know, the road is hard. You know, you got to get on those planes and buses and you go to a hotel and you miss class. I don't know, you know, we tolerate the road, and we do fairly well on the road. But it's much better to be at home, much better.
Has Chris Marr come along about like you expected him to this year? I mean, he had a really nice game against you. Can you talk about his progression?
Well, he did because, you know, we saw him last year on the scout team. He was very serious about helping our offense. You knew he was going to be a kind of guy who was going to be, you know, responsible and learn his position. And then in spring practice, you know, a lot of times in scout team, your redshirt year, you don't have anything to lose. So you can just go around and make plays and you don't have to worry about actually getting in your gap. And then the offensive coaches say, no, you know, you're supposed to be over here. And, you know, you just run around and make plays. But, you know, he was doing it within the other team's defense. And then in spring practice, he did the same things within our defense. You know, he learned, he knew what to do, took a lot of pride in doing it. So we were not surprised that he was having a very good year. And you know, he'll continue to get better and better.
Hey, Coach, I'll try again. Just assuming that it is true about Palmer. And I think pretty much everybody believes it based on this press conference you're calling. What has it been like to coach against him, not only on the sideline, but even to be a coach in the state, in the SEC, coaching against him for as long as you've been here, him being here?
Well, whether it's true or not, you know, Coach Fulmer's always had an outstanding team over there at Tennessee, and, you know, you can see that they're sound in every phase of the game, and, you know, they're ready to play. You know, it's hard to, you know, maintain every year, you know, the expectations that, you know, maybe that program has. But, you know, he's been very consistent at that, too. He's had a wonderful year since I've been playing against him, except for one. And, you know, I think it's just been an outstanding career.
Coach, that seems to help us sort of. Seems to have been a trend this year, both in the NFL and some in college as well, of course, being fired in the middle of the season. Plus, if you're in the coaching fraternity, that's got to be, you know, the last thing you'd ever want to see.
Sure. You know, if it is true, I'm kind of shocked and surprised. And, you know, but like you said, that's the way it's going nowadays. Doesn't seem to be any kind of an impediment to doing it. I mean, you know, contracts don't matter. And, you know, it's just if somebody reacts and decides to do something, they do it.
What does it mean to you to have, to know that David Williams and Miss University is behind you and that, you know, you have not speaking for them necessarily, but just the security, knowing that they're behind you 100%.
Well, I hope they are. David out there. Yeah, like I say, those contracts don't mean very much right now, but I hope David knows we're trying our very best every day. We come here and give our very best, and I'm sure Coach Fulmer did too. And you know, but I know what kind of business we're in, and you know, nothing ever surprises me anymore.
Another question? Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.